not sure who's around today. So we left off, we were discussing the following thing. We got to finish up Geizes today. After Yom Tov, Mirsim will start Malavim. But the... Geizes has been a while. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos the following. The Gemara said if you cut your nails with... The kli is chayav katas. Is asma daraisa. The yad is only asma darabanan. But the tila tzivanayim, the kli is chayav katas. So Taisa said that's only according to Reb Yehuda. Dafka the Reb Yehuda. Why? Because according to the Reb Shimon, dafka Reb Yehuda. But with Reb Shimon, it's only asma darabanan, pater aval aser. Only asma darabanan. Why? Because it's a malacha she'im tzricha legufa. You don't need the product of a malacha. What is the product of a malacha? The nails, and you don't need the nails. So Tosis says it's a malacha she'im tzricha legufa. Based on Tosis pshat, the shach said if a woman shows up at the mikvah Friday night, we went over this a whole bunch of times, that she, according to the shach, she can't just clean out underneath her nails. It's not just that she's wearing this dirt underneath the nails. The nail itself is a chatzitza, because it's meant to be cut off. So the shach said that if a woman shows up at the mikvah Friday night and she didn't cut her nails, you can ask a nachri to cut the nails. Amira, when nachri, the netilas tzipornayim, to cut the nails on Shabbos is mutter b'makai mitzvah. Mutter b'makai mitzvah. Why? Because it's a shvus. The shvus. Amira, when nachri, netilas tzipornayim is on malachah shein tzricha l'gufa. So mutter b'makai mitzvah is mutter b'makai the mitzvah of oines baila. Having relations with her husband. So the Taz disagreed, and the Taz's main argument, which is what we spent time on yesterday, is the Taz says, no, she should just clean out underneath the nails. Why? This is also because Misayeya Yej by Mamish. Since the woman is helping out, she's also putting her nails out like this. She's a participant, so it's like she cut her own nails because she's participating a little bit. The Shach disagreed, we spent a long time on this yesterday. The Shach disagreed, he said, no, by putting her hand out, she doesn't become a participant. She's still just passive. If there'd be a separate law to have your nails cut on Shabbos, maybe then there's what to talk about. But the Easter is not to have your nails cut. The Easter is to cut the nails. She's not cutting the nails by just putting her hand out. So the Taz disagreed. He says, since she's an active participant because she's putting her hand out, it's like she's cutting her own nails. And the Shach called Misayeya Ein by Mamish. The Shach disagreed and he held Misayeya just because she's helping out Ein by Mamish. It's insignificant. But the Taz has another Ha'ara on the Shach. He also disagrees with the Shach for a different reason. And that is because of the Rivash. Rabbi said, turn over here. We started this yesterday. Page 28. Look at the Rivash. The Rivash says, here's the tshuva about brushing your hair. Combing your hair on Shabbos. V'chein hu ha'inyan b'sriko. Let's say you want to comb your hair on Shabbos. What's the problem? You're going to pull out the hairs. Shereinenu hu ba'ashara. You're happy that the hairs got pulled out. V'yapa pisha sa'ayros ha'naish was ugly li'ibud. Even though the hairs are going to get thrown in the trash can, ma'pikah, who cares? Kevin shehunene b'melacha ha'hi. Says the Rivash, there's no different than cutting nails. That you don't need the nails, you don't need the hair. Nonetheless, you're chayav avapisha and a tzarchet tziparna v'la'azil le'ibud. Even though you're going to put the nails in the toilet, nonetheless, you're chayav afilu Rav Shimon. He disagrees with Taisvis. The Rivash holds that a tila tziparnayim v'kli is chayav afilu Rav Shimon. The Rivash holds that afilu L'Rib Shimon, you're chayiv. It's not a malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa. Einai, malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa. It is not a malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa. Why not? Why isn't it a malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa? It should be. Why not? So Rivash explains. He says, V'af al pi, sheba hafshata, near repair called kisvei ha'kadosh, even though when you rip off the skin on Shabbos from let's say you want to make skins, you know, to tan skins. So you're going to rip the skin off on Shabbos near the parakol kisvei hakodesh the kosher or azul leibud wherever the skin goes into the trash loy mechayev you're not chayev bipsigreshe because even though it's you're for sure going to rip off the skin you're not chayev for tearing off the skins if it goes to the garbage could go into shakal lebarzik like you take those metal brushes to get the skin off. That's because it's not the normal way to take the skin off and put it in the garbage.
It's the normal way. So he says it's normal. The Ramban explains better. Turn the page, Rabbi Yisrael, two pages later to the Ramban. The Ramban explains on page, what page is this? 31, the following. It's along the same lines as the Rivash, slightly different though, but the Ramban says the same idea. The Ramban is discussing the following. He quotes Rashi. The Rashi says, Rabbi Yisrael, what do we say about this? Mila. Mila, we all know what that is. You remove the Oha Ora. So is that a Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa or Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa? Nobody. I told you already about this guy who made... I told you about this?
No.
I mentioned it, yeah. The guy made a whole business with the Or HaOrla. Anyway, he's a rich guy now. So you can you don't really need the Or HaOrla anymore. So Rashi says, every time you do Mila to Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, I don't need the Or HaOrla. The Ramban disagrees. He says, Ve'ein Ani Oimer Kei, no. The Mila Vade Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa Hi. Mila is Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa. Why? Shehu Tzarech Sheh Adam Zeh Mahu. This person needs to be, they need his gemalt. He needs to be not an orel. Says the Ramban, it's not a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Why not? A guy who trimmed his mustache. Shukhaib, why? Mishum, told the guy says, Shukhaib or told the guy says, V'ava pi, she'ein tzarech l'gufa tzipanayim, even though you don't need the nails, v'asear, or the hair, malacha tzricha l'gufa hi. It's called Malach HaTzricha L'Gufa. Okay, so we know he holds it's called Malach HaTzricha L'Gufa. But why is it called Malach HaTzricha L'Gufa? Why? So look at the next column, the left-hand side. There's a Ve'im Taimar. Right in the middle of the column, he says Ve'im Taimar. Right in the middle, page 32, in the middle of the column. It's Ve'im Taimar. Why is this a Malach HaTzricha L'Gufa? Very Af Al Pi Kein. Malach HaShein Tzricha L'Gufa. Why is this called Malach HaTzricha L'Gufa? Doim El-Khaifer Guma Ve'in Tzarech El-Afara. It's the same as a guy who digs a pit. And he doesn't need... Hold on, does he explain earlier? 1 second. No, he didn't explain it yet. No, it's only over here. So he writes, why isn't this any no different than a person who digs a pit? If you dig a pit and you don't need the pit, all you need is the dirt, that's called Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. I need the dirt, so I dig a pit. But I don't need the pit. All I need is the dirt, that's a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. So the Ramban says, no, this is different. Here it's different. You need the blood. Why? Whether you're cutting nails, you're cutting your hair, or you're cutting off an arla, you need that. Because you want to fix your finger. The Ramban makes the following argument. He says, when you cut off your nails, he's going to say in the next line, when you cut off your nails, are you removing the nail or fixing your finger? That's what you say? So is that called the Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa or Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa? See, Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, I've always been defining the whole year, is a Malacha that you don't need the product of the Malacha. But what is called the product of the Malacha? That's the big question. That's, you know, this issue lies. Is what's called the product of Malacha? The product of Malacha, my finger, which has now been fixed, or is the product of Malacha, the nails? The nails you don't need. So Ramban says, oh, so you might have thought it's a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, and that's what Tosfos holds. You don't need the nails. It's a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Rivash and the Ramban are arguing, no, this is not a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Why? Because the product of the Malacha is not only the nails. What else is the product of the Malacha? Because it's Tikkun Gufa. You fixed your finger. And that you do need.
That's not the point. No,
it's really not. It's not a stretch at all. It's very mistaber. Because what is called, you have to ask, what is called the product of Malacha? Why do you deem the product of Malacha the nails? Why don't you deem the product of Malacha?
But I'm saying, fixed implies that your finger was...
Or Mila, says the Ramban. Is the Or HaOrla the product of Malacha? The product of Malacha is the fact that now he's Mahul, he's Gamal, he had a Mila done on him. So the Ramban says, Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa. Why do you say the Or HaOrla is the object of the Malacha, and in order to call it Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa, I have to need that? No! Say the object of the Malacha is the fact that now he has a Mila. The Ramban explains further, three lines from the bottom, left hand column. Vanatila hi atma amalacha. Taking it off is the Malacha, meaning removing the nail to fix the finger is the Malacha. Masha enke b'chayfer guma, as opposed to digging a pit. Shabinya b'karka, who? That, the Malacha is digging the pit, but who? Hanikra, Malacha. That's called the malacha. The dirt is not the chetza of the malacha. It's not the product of the malacha. The chetza of the malacha is the pit. And if you don't need the pit, all you need is the dirt. That's the malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Whereas here, the product of malacha is both the nails and the finger. So Rambam says, if you need either one, either you need the nails or you need your finger fixed, that's called the malacha ha'tzricha l'gufa. His problem, though, is, look on the bottom, on page 32, there's the Ramban, then there's the footnotes on the bottom, and in the middle is Hagos Hagraz. That's of Issa Zalman Meltzer, of Aaron Cutler's father-in-law. So the Hagos of Rav Issa Zalman, he has a Bam Kasha. Look at Ois Beis. He says, no, yes, Ois Beis. He writes, Mashma, sounds like from here, D'loy mitamo shal arivosh. The Rivosh says, you know why it's malacha tzricha l'gufa? It's because it's normal. If you remember, the Rivosh said it's because it's darko b'kach. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban says because the product of the malacha is your finger, and you fixed your finger, that's called the malacha tzricha l'gufa. Ve'im kein, asked of Issa Zalman, ba'mer choluk mizoymer, ben tzarech lechem. Let's say a guy cuts branches off a tree, and he doesn't need the branches. So what would we normally call that? A malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says over here, Rabbi said, turn earlier, Ayin Gimel Mibbeis. The Gemara says, if you're kait zaymer v'tzarech liyetzim, you're pruning a tree and you need the branches, you're chayiv too. You're chayiv for kaitzer and for pruning the tree, which helps the tree grow. That's Ayin Gimel Mibbeis. Zaymer v'tzarech liyetzim, you're chayiv too. Let's say you cut it off, you're not pruning the tree. You're cutting off branches, but you don't need the branches. Can you be chayiv for kaitzer, or even better, you're zaymer v'ein tzarech liyetzim. I'm cutting off the branches, but I don't need the branches. Why can I be chayiv too? One for pruning the tree, and one for kaitzer. Why do we say the product of the malacha is the branches? Say the product of the malacha is the tree. You got the difference over here?
I see here
you
have a finger.
Huh? Here you have a finger with the nail.
Only one.
Actually, yeah, I Exhibit A.
For you.
Exhibit A. So you cut off this part. Says the Ramban, you cut this off. Says the Ramban, this is called the malacha tzricha l'gufa, because the cheft of the malacha is not just the nail, the cheft of the malacha is your finger that you fixed. Oh, so ask the Ramban, why is that different than if you have branches on the tree, and you cut off the branch from the tree, is A, B, so we say, if you don't need the branches, it's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Why? Why is A only the product of malacha? The nail is not the product of malacha. Nail is one product of malacha, the other product of malacha is B. So if you need your finger fixed, that's called malacha tzricha l'gufa. So say over here too, if you need the tree fixed, it's called malacha ha'tzricha l'gufa, and zaymer ve'ein tzarech liyetzim, even as long as you're pruning the tree, should also be chayiv too. What should you be chayiv for? For zaymer?
Why should you chayiv for kutzer?
For kaitzer, because you fixed the tree.
That's not.
How is it different than fixing your finger?
How's kutzer fixing a tree?
Because you cut the branches off.
That's what zomer is doing.
Yes, but
kutzer is that.
Kaitzer is the act. So say, even though you don't need the branches, you fixed the tree, just like you fixed your finger. What's the difference? Inherently, it's wrong. Intuitively, it doesn't make sense. But it's a good kasha. It's a very good power-up. Finger, nail, tree, branch. So why don't you say, just like over here, you're fixing your finger. That's the malacha of geizes. So you're chayiv. Just as long as you fix your finger. Say by the tree too. Even though I don't need the branches, as long as I fix the tree, I should be chayiv for kaitzer. Even if I don't need the branches. Just like I don't need the nail.
Because I'm fixing the tree.
Because you're fixing the tree, just like I fixed the finger. And you are fixing the tree because you're pruning the tree. So be chayiv for zaymer and kaitzer.
We don't say that.
We don't. We say only if you need the branches are you chayiv too. Why? Why do I have to need the branches? Otherwise, it's malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. But why? Say you fix the tree. As long as you fix the tree, there should be zaymer and kaitzer. Just like I don't need the nails, you're chayiv for geizes. I don't need the branches, you're chayiv for kaitzer. It's a bam kasha. Yes?
The question is on A to B or B to A? In other words, like, is it that...
Here, you don't need A. In both cases, you don't need A, but you need B. You fix the tree, right? So this you have, this you have. This you don't need, this you don't need. Over here, you're chayiv for geizes.
And there you're chayiv too.
No, here all you are, ain't no chayiv mishum kaitzer. Because it's a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. Only if you need the branches are you chayiv for kaitzer. Zoymer, you're always chayiv because you made the tree grow better. So you always have zoymer.
But you're not chai for.
But ain't a chai mishum kaitzer. Ain't a kaitzer because it's a malacha she'en tzri chalagufa. Why? Why over here you're not chai for kaitzer and here you are chai for kaitzer? Here you're chai for kaitzer. Why says the Rambam? Kaitzer said this is also malacha she'en tzri chalagufa. So they're the same. You have to knead the nail. The Rambam says, no, you fixed your finger. Ooh, a lum dishabshat. You fixed your finger and the finger is also the product of the malacha. Says if it's a zalman, really? So then how come the tree isn't the product of the malacha? And if you need the tree fixed, which you do here to prune the tree, be chai for kites, even though you don't need the branches. You hear it?
What's the malacha by kotzer?
Oh.
That's...
Say, what do you want to say?
It's like malacha of kotzer isn't fixing the tree.
And malacha of geizis is?
The zorea, you could say it is. So
geizis, what about this?
Kozis,
is fixing your nail, fixing your finger, or cutting off the nail? Shearing the wool or fixing the sheep?
According to Rabban, it's going to be fixing the finger.
Shearing the sheep.
Right, so you have a problem. So why is this different? You're saying along the line, the stipler gives a teretz. The stipler in his Kehilas Yaakov explains a fundamental difference, which I think was what bothered Mordechai. Is that no, these two malachas are different. Geizeh, the definition of the malacha is not the same as kaitzer. By geizeh, the nature of the malacha is tlishas mechubar, cutting off something from being attached to the ground. So kaitzer, the malacha is tlishas mechubar, cutting off something from being attached to the ground. What is the chetz of the malacha then? What is the product? Only the branches. Geizes, if you remember back to our first year in Geizes, the Ramban said, went to Arichos to explain, it's not Tlishas Mechubar. It is Hafradas Dvarim Mechubarim. It is separating between two things that are attached. But then, what does that yield? Two products of malacha. That either yields the nail is the product of malacha and the finger is the product of malacha. You have two products. By here, it's just A. That's the only product of malacha because the definition of the malacha is different. Depending on what the definition of the malacha is, we'll tell you what's the product of the malacha. If the definition of the malacha is detaching something from the ground, the tree is not part of the equation. It's just the branches. So if you don't need the branches, the malacha is changing to the kufa. Geizes, the nature of the malacha is separating the wool from the sheep, separating the nail from the finger. So if you need either one fixed, you need the finger, or you mean you need your finger fixed, or you need the nail. Either way, it'll be malacha tzrich legufa. If you need either one, because the definition of malacha is different. You can't compare fingers to trees. They're very different. Here, the nature of malacha is tlishas mechubar, so only the branches is the product. If you don't need the branches, malacha shein tzrich legufa. By geizes, and the Ramban said, it's not the same as kaitzer. We were explaining that by Richos also. So the Ramban says here, the nature of malacha is detaching two things that are attached. So if you need either your nail fixed, you need either the nails, or you need your finger fixed, it'll be malacha tzrich legufa. You understand, Chaimer? Yeah.
According to the way, we have a different way to learn kosher, and according to the way yes. Charlie learns it, it should still be a problem, no?
Yes. But the Ramban argued by Richos not.
Right.
So according to the Ramban...
So if you said the whole problem is the nutrients, then that makes sense, because when you right. detach it, now the wood lost the nutrients, not the tree.
Right.
The tree still has it.
Right. But according to the Ramban, it's called a productive malacha because at least you need your fixed nail. So the Taz also takes issue with the Shach. How can you tell me you can have a Nachri cut the nails because it's a Shvus? The Shvus, if a woman shows up at the mikvah Friday night, she didn't cut her nails. The Shach says, ask a Nachri to do it. Amiro Nachri is one Darabanan. Cutting nails is second Darabanan. Malacha Shem Tzrich Legufa. So Taz argues, she's cutting her own nails by participating. Oh, wow, that's a big chiddush. By just sticking out your nails, it's like you're cutting them yourself. It's a big chiddush. But either way, the Taz also argues, 1 minute, half the Rishonim hold it's malacha tzrich legufa. Taking off nails where you fix your finger is called malacha tzrich legufa. So also you can't ask the Nachri to do it. So that's what the Taz says, you just should clean out from underneath the nails Friday night. But many do like the Shach, that they have a Nachri cut the nails, some just clean out with the nails. Because maybe it's malacha tzrich legufa, in which case all you have is one Darabanan of Amiro and Nachri. Maybe it's not called Malacha She'ein Tzrich Legufa. Maybe it's called Malacha Tzrich Legufa. Okay. That's the story with the cutting off the nails. Rabbi said, what do you say about this? Let's say, what about ripping off the Band-Aid? Common Shaila. Person has a Band-Aid. Huh? You rip it off quickly. Just rip off. But what, you're going to take off hair? What do you say? Is it well, there? It's for sure malacha shein tzrich legufa. You don't need the hair.
And you don't need the hair ripped off. I'm not fixing my hand. I would rather the hair still be there. And so it's not, it's neither. And it's destructive. So then, many paiskim is shmir shabbos kachos is meko. So to rip off a band-aid where it's malach sinchi kalagufa, it's a dove, you're not intending even to rip it off, to rip out the hairs. You just want the band-aid off. Blah, 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 blah. Throw into all the chewing, so then maybe that would be allowed. Oh. Let's move on to the next topic, okay? What about detaching skin? This is all detaching hair and nails. What about skin? So look over here, the Gemara in Maseches Erevin. What did I say? Turn page 34. Gemara Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah is talking about cutting off hair that's a mum. If you have an extra growth of skin on an animal for carbon, that's a mum. So you have an easy way to fix the mum. What do? Cut it off. No problem. Plastic surgery. Cut it off. So it says the Mishnah, can you do that on Shabbos? Chayit chin yabelas b'mikdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh you can do it. Avaloi v'medina. But not outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. There's special coolers in the Beis HaMikdosh because the Isurim, the Rabbanon, by and large, don't apply in the Beis HaMikdosh. Isurim ein shvus b'mikdosh. Isurim, the Rabbanon, apply more outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Why? A whole reason. But the Pashup Shad about Balabatish is because here in the Beis HaMikdosh, everyone knows what they're doing, so it won't lead to a takala. So Chayit chin yabelas b'mikdosh. You're allowed to cut off the skin in the Beis HaMikdosh, avaloi b'medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdosh. V'im b'kli, but if you're going to use a kli, kan mekan osur. What's the Pashup Shad? Why you can't use a kli? Because now you can't use a scalpel. Why not? Now it's doiraisa. Oh, so then you can't even do it in the Beis HaMikdash either. To rip it off with your hand, that's the Rabbanon. So in the Beis HaMikdash you can do it. Most Yisurim the Rabbanon don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside, no. But if you want to use a scalpel, no. Then even in the Beis HaMikdash, no. Because it's an Yisur Midaraisa. V'raminu. So the Gemara asks like a stira. Here, kivai. V'vayaso mechutz l'tchum. Let's say your animal is not in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you need to bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. So you can put it on your back. Look at Rashi. B'Pesach haba b'Shabbos, on Karban Pesach, which comes on Shabbos, ka'amar hekiva akseifad b'Rishus HaRabim. You can put it on your back and carry it through the Rishus HaRabim b'chutz l'tchum, from outside the tchum, in order to get to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's not relevant to us. V'chatichas yabaltoi. Or what about cutting off an extra growth of skin, which is a mum? Ain doichin. You are not allowed to be doichin Shabbos to cut off a yabelas. Rabbi Elazar Omer doichin. Rabbi Elazar says it does put a shy Shabbos. So one second, we have a contradiction. Here it says chatichas yabalta ain doichin. This is even in the Beis HaMikdash. Here it says chaitchen yabelas b'mikdash. The first line of the Mishnah says you can cut off a yabelas in the Beis HaMikdash. Here it says you cannot cut off a yabelas. Chatichas yabelas ain doichin. Rabbi Elazar holds it is, but it's a stira in the Tanakhama and the Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah says chaytun yabelas b'mikdosh, and then the Gemara says no. The Gemara quotes a brayso that no chatichas yabalto ain doichin. So what's the story? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. It's a machlekes in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Chad Omar hava habelecha. Both are talking about where it's live skin, meaning it's still wet. It doesn't mean that it's moist. It means that it's live skin, meaning it's not dead skin. Both are talking about live skin, v'loy kasha. Kam biyad, kam b'kli. When the Mishnah said you can do it, that's talking about biyad. When the Braisa said you can't do it, that's talking about with a scalpel. V'chad amar hava ha biyad. The other one said, no, both are talking about biyad. V'loy kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha b'lecha, ha b'yavesha. If the skin is still moist, it's still wet, not wet, meaning it's live skin, so then you can't even do a biyad. And the one that says that you can do it is talking about dead skin biyad. According to the first opinion of the Gemara, that resolved the contradiction, one is talking about a hand, one is talking about with a kli. My time of the Omer, Habalecha, Habi Yavesha, why didn't they distinguish between live skin and dead skin? Amalecha Yavesha, if it's dead skin, you can use a scalpel. My timer, what's the reason? If ruche ifracha, it just cracks off. You're not cutting anything off, it just cracks. Uman the yomer, habelecha, habiyavesha, and according to the one that said, this is wet skin and this is dry skin, my timer, la omer, habiyad, habikli, why do they distinguish between biyad and bikli? Amalecha, bikli, as he says, bikli, if you use a scalpel, hatanan, bikli, kam v'kan aser. He says if it's my time, he says if it's live skin, no, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry, even if it's dead skin, you can't use a kli. Even if it's dead skin, you can't use a kli. Okay, so you know, you'll have to cut off skin on Shabbos, so it sounds like if it's live skin and you use a kli, you're chayiv. Dead skin, or you use biyad, dead skin biyad might be mutter. If it's dead skin with a kli, or dead skin, or live skin biyad, then it's asa midrabanan. But if you cut off live skin, Rabbi say live skin with a kli, are we all right over here? Live skin with a kli, aser midrabanan, midrabanan, aser midrabanan, midrabanan. Midai Raisa, okay? Live skin. Biyad is not Midai Raisa. If you have eczema, this is very okay to you, by the way. We have dry lips with these type of things. Very okay. So live skin. Biyad? Where is it in Masechas? Aaron? Where in Aaron? Chatichas Yabeles? Cutting off skin. If it's Lecha and Bikli, Chayav Chatos. If it's dry or beyond, then it's only Asa Midrabanan. But Lecha B'Kli is Chayav Chatos. Turn the page. Classical Rambam style. Turn the page. Page 35. The Rambam disagrees with the Gemara. Look over here. It's against the Gemara. There's nothing we can do about it. But the Rambam writes, Hanotot Tziparna, page 35. Hanotot Tziparna, Osara, Osvama, a person cuts his nails, his hair, or his mustache, or his zikana, or his beard. Hareza told his Gezes V'Chayav. That's a gezes in your chai. But who should eat the bakli? That's if you use scissors. Avalam natlam biyodo, you use your hand. Bein loy, bein la'acher, whether for himself or for somebody else, potter. Okay? If you cut off hair, you rip it out biyad, it's also midrabanan. You're only chai if you cut it with a kli. Now we're getting to Argamar. Vechein. So too. Hachaytech yabolos migufoy. You cut off an appendage of skin, extra piece of skin, migufoy. Bein biyad, bein bikli, whether with a hand or with a utensil, potter. Bein loy, bein la'acher, whether for himself or for somebody else. So Rambam says, even if you use a kli, what is it? Potter. It's only us in the Rabbanan. So look at the Magid Mishnah, right underneath the Rambam, there's a Magid Mishnah. The fourth line, he says, Ches, hanoito tziparnav. So the second line over there, at the end of the line, there's a bold print. V'chein ha'chaytech yabeles migufo bein biyad bein v'kli. Ha'kli shekosev rabbeinu hu matmiya etzli. He says, this makes no sense. K'lifi ha'sugya shebesoif erevin nir bebirur shehayabeles ha'lecha ha'chaytecha b'kli harehu k'chaytech tziparnav. If a person cuts off an extra piece of skin with a kli, it's like you cut your nails. Shuchayev. V'zen yirali k'muchroch sham. It's obvious over there. V'divir rabbeinu tzarech li'iyun. He says, the Rambam doesn't understand. Why should it be if you cut off a piece of skin, even with a kli, with a scalpel, that you're not chayv? It should be gezes. You hear the kasha? It's against the Gemara, there's no doubt about that. But why should the Rambam say this? Why should the Rambam say this? So the Aruch HaShulchan said he never said it. Page 36. Look, page 36 in the Aruch HaShulchan. The last three lines. Look at the last three lines, the easiest teretz of all. V'nir bar sheyesh tos bitfus. Barambam. It's a misprint. The Bekula Sugi the Shambhavurga had the Bekli Havisura Daraisa. I'm not sure which word is a misprint. Maybe the whole line? You get away with saying it's a misprint. It's a whole line. Maybe the word Bekli doesn't belong there? Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan says, can't be. If you cut off skin with a Kli, you're Chayim Chatas. But the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, Leicha Bekli Chayim Chatas. That's the Gemara in Erevin. And the Rambam, according to the Rambam, afilu bikli, v'lecha is potter. It's against the Gemara. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, no problem. It's a tall sofer. The Rambam never said bikli. He never meant to say that. So the Akronim now have a good teretz in the Rambam. It doesn't help with the Gemara, but it's a good teretz. Look over here. Page 36. Look at page 36. The Sefer called Chemdas Yisrael. Chemdas Yisrael is by the same author as the Sefer on Chumash, called the Kli Chemda. Anybody ever heard of it? It's like a Pilpulish Sefer. Yeshivas have it. It's not, no one else really quotes the Kli Chem though. Anyway, but he has a sefer on the Lamed Tes Melachos that's a little bit more popular. So he writes over here, Pshat in the Rambam. L'chein tzvirle le Rambam, de be'emez gambi abeles leke iser goizes. There's no goizes by extra skin claw. De loy shayach iser goizes, elo, there's no goizes. Elo bedover habo mitoldo. When you have goizes by something that grows, and that's like a product of melacha, a product of the body. The body produces nails. The body produces hair. The body does not produce skin. That's not a product which you're supposed to cut off and then it grows more. Like wool of a sheep. You cut off the wool of the sheep, then it grows more. It's not that you cut off skin, but not like snakes who shed their skin and then you grow more. No. There's no geizes. If a person cuts off his arm on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, there's no geizes. Not goizes. Goizes is if you cut off something that's a product of the body. This is not something that's produced by the body. The be'em is gambi abelas leke iser. His other problems. The be'em is leke iser goizes cloud. The loishach iser goizes obedover habomi tolda. Something that grows from the body. Umiteva habria kamos cyros vitsipornayim. Like hair and like nails. Aval yabeles habom akmas chayli. If the person has extra skin, that's a disease. Bazel loishach goizes. There is no geizes because it's not the same as the melachas hamishkan. So according to the Chemnitz Yisrael, the Rambam is telling us a big aside that there's no geizes unless it's something that grows from the body. If it doesn't grow from the body, then there's no geizes. It's just it's not a product of the body. Umadar minim gemar de belech chay v'kli ena tamishum geizes rak mishum makav patish. The reason why, if you cut off the skin, you're chayiv, it's not for geizes, it's because you fix the body, you fix the mum. So therefore you're not chayiv. Therefore you're chayiv mishumaka bepatish. Wow. Kevin da yidei zeh, shemasya yabelos, yidei zeh niskasha lahakriv carbon. Now it became kosher to bring us a carbon. But this guy who rips off his skin, so they're not. They're not.
Isn't this more referring to animals?
No, it's a people too. What's the difference?
You're saying, isn't the Gemara referring to
animals? Yeah, but what do you say then? The Chemi Chatikas Yabelos carbon LePesach Chavi B'Chal Masak and Mona. It's like you fix the carbon, Mahavi Makav B'Patish Minatera. Oh, so he says it's Makav B'Patish. Then let's say then a person rips off a piece of skin according to the Rambam, even with a Kli, no problem. Oh, it's Pater Avavaser. It's also Midarabana. But that's all it will be. It's also Midarabana. The Minchas Chino says the same shot. Turn earlier, page 37. Turn earlier, page 37. V'nir Ali, the Malacha Zudah guide says, Hidavka ben yonim shederech ligzois, alitosh migufo mi behema. It's only things that grow, and then you cut them off. Like hair, like nails. K'mo shechadu ma'rambam, tseyar, tseyar, tzipornayim, hair, or wool, or nails. Dekol advar ma'oisin chalipin v'aderech ligzois. You constantly are cutting them off. Haino lito oisam me'aguf. V'chein yabelas di'a. Okay, so the skin he fudges on. But again, he says there's only there's only geizes by cutting things off that are supposed to grow from the body. Things that are part of the body, there wouldn't be geizes on such a thing. What do you say then about following Shiloh? It happens. A kid has a tooth. The tooth is loose. There's not. If you rip out the tooth, it's not going to cause bleeding. If it's going to cause bleeding, then you have a problem of making a wound on Shabbos. But let's say a kid has a loose tooth, and it's hanging by the proverbial thread, you know. So a doctor could tie a string around it and close the door, and the tooth will come out. But no one will bleed anything. Can you rip out the tooth on Shabbos? Is a tooth a product of the body? People produce teeth.
I mean, the body's going to grow another tooth.
Yes, that's true. Your skin will replenish itself too, but that doesn't mean it's a product of the body. So Rav Vosner has a tshuva in his sefer, the Shevet Halevi, where he's making on this, that you could take the tooth out. Why?
It always bleeds.
It always bleeds?
For the most part, I don't know.
Not true. Not true. Yeah, if you have... Maybe you ripped him out
you
early.
You can't get your teeth like that, it would bleed, huh?
Right, but if you know, you could tell. The doctor could tell you if it's going to bleed. So if it's not going to bleed, so he says, then it's allowed. Why? Because it's not geizes. Why? This is a tooth. It's not part of the... It's not like a product of the body. It's not a product of the body. So then maybe according to the Rambam, even though he says the skin is part of the also, I guess maybe over here it's bothering the child. I don't know. Or no, you're using biyad. If you're using your hand, so then maybe it would be mutter, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, the Rambam learned that this Gemara is not chayav for guys. This Gemara is chayav because of makav v'patir, because you fixed the animal. But ripping off skin is not good, is according to the Rambam. Maybe the same would apply to, because why? Because the skin doesn't replenish itself. It's not a product of the body. So all it is aser midrabanan. What did the Rambam say about biyad? Are you allowed to do it? What did the Rambam say? Biyad? No, it's pato of aser. So I guess the tooth also would be aser midrabanan. The tooth also would be aser midrabanan. He won't be chayav chatas, but the tooth will be aser midrabanan. Oh. So, but what about skin? Person has an extra piece of skin, he has his lip is dry or something, or he has the skin on his hand. So what can we do about that? So look over here, page 38. Page 38. Tziporin, if you remember, we saw this Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Daud. Tziporin Shapirsha. You have a nail that has come off most of it. Most of the nail has come off. Vetzitzin, or you have little pieces of skin right around the nail. Shehen Kamin Ritzuos Dakos, they're like little strips. Shapir Shumei Arha Etzba Sabibat Tziporin. They come off from the finger around the nail. This happens a lot. Impir Shurubon, if the majority of it, meaning the part that you're going to take off, is already open, Klape Mala, Umitzara, if it's open at the top and it's bothering you, you're allowed to remove it, La Sirim Biyad Mutter, Bekli Pato Avalasa. So you're allowed to rip it off with your hand. Loi Pir Shurubon, if the majority of it is not off yet, meaning the part you're going to take off is not detached, biyad pato avalasa b'kli chayv chatas. So if it's biyad, it's asa midrabanan, with a kli, you're chayv chatas. But the question is, what's called towards the top, what's called towards the bottom? With pirish rashi, klapi mala, klapi roish etzba oisav. Meaning it has to be open towards the finger. So the skin is open here and it's attached over here. It's open towards the tip of the finger and attached over here. Rabbeinu Tam pirish danu klapi aguf. Rabbeinu Tam says no, it's open over here and attached towards the nail.
That never happens.
I don't think it happens. V'tzarech lochos v'shnei perushim, says the Shulchan Aruch, you got to be chayshish for both, for everyone. Writes the Mishnah Berurah tzadi tes lachein afil pirish ruban aser liton afil biyad. So then this whole hefter fell into the toy. You know, we can't use it because which way is it open? Is it open this way? Or open that way? It can't be both.
What happens if it opens other? What happens if it opens like Rashi and it opens? So
then according to Taisus, it has to open the other way. It has to open towards your body. So the whole thing you really can't work with. So we can't work with this whole story.
Never happened.
Yeah. So of course, skin. Lamaisa, Rabbi says skin on your lips, skin on your fingers. You can't rip off on Shabbos.
Well, it has to work with the lip then. If it's the Rashi.
Yeah, but what's called the top? What's called the bottom? I guess.
That was my question.
If it's total dry skin, if it's totally dry, so then biyad, it's also, what do we say, biyad, and it's dry, then maybe it's allowed. But if it's biyad, it's not dry, so then, or if it's still attached to your lip, then no. So ripping off skin is always going to be problematic. Either way, why? Because we're not sure what's called the top, what's called the bottom. Chiyuv chatos, maybe not. The Rambam says it's only by products of the body. So if you rip off skin, you're not ripping off like hair or nails. It's a product of the body. This is not a product of the body, but still, it would be awesome and rabbanan to do it even beyond. So you can't rip off skin, and we're not sure what's called the top, what's called the bottom. So you really you get stuck with the skin. One other thing we need to see before we conclude, guys, and this is where you get most of the shilas. What about brushing hair on Shabbos? Turn over here, page 40. Page 40. One of the halachas of being a nazir, I don't recommend it, but one of the halachas of being a nazir is that you're not allowed to rip off your hair. You're not allowed to drink wine, and you're not allowed to cut your hair. So can a nazir brush his hair? Can he take a shower? Why? Because when he brushes his hair, or he combs his hair, he's going to inevitably rip out some hair. So nazir, says the Mishnah, nazir chayfeif umefasfeis. He's allowed to shampoo his hair and to run, to separate his hair with his hands. Avaloi Sarek, he cannot comb his hair. Chayfefu mefasfeis, why are you allowed to shampoo your hair or to run fingers through your hair? Mani, Rav Shimon he. This is Rav Shimon. Da'amar, Dover Shein Miskavin Mutter. He holds if your intention is not to rip out hairs, what is your intention? To separate the hairs or to shampoo the hair. Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Hair doesn't fall out every single time you do it, so it's Mutter. Avaloi Sarek, but you cannot comb your hair. Why can't you comb your hair? Avaloi Sarek, why not? Why can't you comb your hair? Why?
It's a
cleat. No, because it's going to happen.
That always happens.
What?
Does it always happen?
Look at Tosis of Aloy Sarek on the side. Bigamara Mashma, the Stam Sarek, Miskavim Ahasir Haseyar. It's because every time you comb, why do you comb? Your intention is to rip out hairs. Wow. Your intention is to rip out hairs. You could have interpreted it a different way. Why could you? How could you have interpreted why it's usur to comb? Because it's psigreshe. Because it happens every time. So these two explanations are quoted in the Mishnah Berura. The Taisa said it's because your intention when you comb your hair is to rip out hairs. You could have interpreted it differently and said it's a psigreshe.
It's not your intention.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Wait, Tosa said
it's your intention
through it? Yeah, look over here. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, page 41. You're not allowed to use a comb on Shabbos. Page 41. Even if it's made from pig hair, meaning it's soft. Well, he told you why. You're not allowed to comb your hair. Why? It's impossible that you will not rip out some hairs. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Peivav. Even if you don't have intention to rip out hairs, it's also the Havip Sigreshe. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, you know why it's aser? You're not allowed to do it because you have no, for sure you're going to rip out hairs. You could have said because your intention is to rip out hairs.
What's the
chof means to brush or to comb.
To
run your hands through your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Gemara Isa, the kol asarik lahasir nimin hamududal, and anybody who combs, what is the purpose of combing? Is to remove the stray hairs. Why do you comb your hairs? To remove the stray hairs. I don't think that's why people comb their hair. Is to remove the stray hairs. He intends to separate between the hairs and remove the stray ones. The difference will be even with a soft brush, kagon borscht. Raka doesn't mean borscht, like beet soup. It means brush. If your intention is like Tosis, if it's like Tosis that your intention is to remove the hairs, whoa. Then it's also, even if it's not a psigreshe, even if you use a soft brush. Unless you'd say your intention is not to remove the stray hairs. So fine, we have two reasons why you're not allowed to comb your hair. Why not? Either because it's a psigreshe, you're going to rip out hairs, or but you could use a soft brush. No. So the Mishnah Berurah says even a soft brush, since many people, their intention is to remove the hairs. That's what they want to do. So then it's also even if it's a soft brush. Kasa b'sevi Yeshua's Yankiv. Rise Mishnah Berurah. So in the Shuas Yaakov, Raisi Anoshim Akilim Lisa Groshim B'Shabbos. Many people are mako to comb their hair on Shabbos. Who came at Nase Adaver Keheter Etzlam. It's almost like it's mutter. V'Oy Leinayim Shekach Rois Nebuchan Asta. We have to see this. Rabor B'Shat Nefesh Lchal Shabbos B'Adayim. People are being Mechal Shabbos B'Adayim. Look at this machad that he's making. He's combing your hair. Oh, Shabbos Shuva. This is what he talked about. Umei Roy Lokol Chacham. The Irai Lahasir Alzeh. We should get up and talk about it. Ulai Yishmu V'Yichu Musar. People should come and take the Musar that they shouldn't comb their hair on Shabbos. Uma Ad Kandvarav. Umash Meshivon. And that which they tell us. Shemuchrok and the Sakin Cyrus Kadeshul is Ganu Ifnei Chavero. They gotta comb their hair. Cover up, Rius. Because otherwise they'll be embarrassed. Halo Yochul Asas Ba'ifin Aheter. You can do it in a mutter way. How? By running your hair, your fingers through your hair. Hello, Yochel. I don't know how long the Chofetz Chaim's hair was. All right, but hello, Yochel. Lochov ulefas face arayz biyad. He could move his hair with his hand. V'lama yavar iser chomak hazeh biyadayim. So Mishnah Berurah says, why would you do this biyadayim? Okay, so there's two reasons why you're not allowed to comb your hair. Either because it's a psigreshe, you're going to remove hairs. Yeah, but you could use a soft brush. Or it's because maybe perhaps people intend to rip out hairs when they comb their hair. That's perhaps their intention. So he says, it's also for that reason. I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that people have that intention when they rip out, when they,
It's psigreshe.
Is it a psigreshe that you're going to rip out hairs?
Maybe just for me.
It is? It's a psigreshe?
I thought,
is it a psigreshe? Oh, maybe it's a psigreshe. So we have one kula though. Look over here. The Egle Tassas, everyone does this. They brush their hair on Shabbos. Turn to page 44.
Who wrote the Yeshua's Yaakov?
Yeshua's Yaakov? One of the Akronim. Mr. Brew calls it. One of the classical Akronim. So over here, page 44, already perhaps there's a crack in the wall. Page 44, rise the Egle Tau. Also, this is a Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Harivash, we'll get to the Rivash in a second. Harech lesser hasrika b'Shabbos. Rivash is a long tshuva that you can't comb your hair on Shabbos. V'yisaydai mimas nisim de nazir. He's basing himself off that Mishnah. Nazir, nazir chayfef u'mefaseis avolos sarik. A nazir is not allowed to comb his hair because he's going to rip out hairs. V'yikim nekrib shimin davar she'en miskavi mutter. We said it's like a shimin that holds davar she'en miskavi is mutter, but srika is aser. Combing is aser. Why? Mishum de kol asarik lahaser nimin amadudalun hu miskavin. When you comb your hair, you have intention to rip out hairs. Vim kelin in Shabbos nami chayv chalatas. So too, just like the nazir on Shabbos, it's also chayv chalatas. Vigam lo yavi malacha she'en atzricha legufa. It's not a malacha she'en atzricha legufa. Why is it not a malacha she'en atzricha legufa? Because you're fixing your head. You don't need the hair. But the Ramban said,
you don't want the hair on your head, though. Are you taking your hair on purpose? I think you're taking the hair.
You do. You don't want your nails on your finger. What did we say with that?
But you do want your hair on your head.
You're fixing your finger. Ah. Huh? So you're fixing your head.
If you do want the hair on your
head. What are you going to use the hair for?
You do want the hair on your head.
Yes. Oh, no. So they assumed you were intentionally taking out the loose hairs. You might disagree with that and say nobody intends for that when they brush their hair. They're assuming combing hair is also for two reasons. Number one, you rip out hairs, the psigreche. I don't know if that's true by every brush. Mr. Brewer already said if it's a soft brush, maybe not. Or number two is, your intention is to remove the loose hairs. So you're saying, no, not really. Okay, but that's their assumption. We'll get to it in a second. Uladaitahu iser skilo rotolema aserik b'shabbos. It's an iser skilo. Ulefisha rabu hamisparts and iser zen asati as libi lumot schus ma'at. He says, since so many people do this, maybe he'll come up with a limud zchus. So turn the page, you have his limud zchus. What's his limud zchus?
What? What does he mean? What does that mean, a limud zchus?
A limud zchus means we wouldn't recommend it, l'chadchila, but since people are doing it, let's see if we could justify it.
Let's find it.
We do this all the time. No, we justify practice that's going on because we assume minig Yisrael kadoshu. So he writes to Egle Tau, I nearly borrow. He says the following. He says that it's called kalach hayad. Even if your intention is to rip out hairs, is that the normal way to rip out a hair? Is by using a brush? No, the normal way would have been with your hand. Who rips out? Why would you use a brush to rip out hairs? If anything, a brush is supposed to organize the hairs, not rip out the hairs. I nearly bore that kiras haseir they srika daima the toilesh lav hainu gaizes ukishet. I'm sorry. Nearly bore that kiras haseir they srika daima the toilesh. I'm sorry, different thing. He says it's not cutting hair, it's ripping out hairs. What did we say? I'm sorry. What did we say about ripping out hairs? If you rip out a hair, you don't cut the hair. Is that Goizez Midaraisa or not? We said there was a difference between birds and animals. People cut hair. Birds, you rip out the feather. But by an animal, if you rip out the wool, that's not Goizez Midaraisa, that's Kalachar Yad. So too says De Goital, we have one possible heter. One possible heter for brushing hair is why we have two reasons to aser it. Aserik b'seir on Shabbos, we have two reasons to aser it. Number one is it's a psik reshe with tlisha seir. For sure, you're going to rip out, it's a psik reshe that you're going to rip out of yours. Number two, we said that it's miskaven with tlisha seir. That's exactly what you intend to do, is to remove the loose hairs. So you're miskaven or it's a psik reshe. So he said, this could be mitigated perhaps by a soft brush. Mr. Brewer already brought that up. But then he said, oh, but you are miscavenging to remove the hairs. Oh. Okay, so that's why it's also. So anyway, Tal brings up one possible tzad lahakel, because to be matzik the minika olam. One tzad lahakel is that toilesh, is the egle tal, never is ripping out a hair. It's toilesh seyar. Toilesh seyar is always it's never chayim chatos. Why? Because it's kalach hayad. That's not the normal way. And shalai kederech. What is the normal way of cutting hair? It's cutting hair. It's chaticha seyar. Goizei seyar. Ripping out the hair, toilesh seyar is only us midarabanon. So that's one side of the hakel. We didn't get to a kula yet, but that's one side of the hakel. Another side of the hakel is, look over here, page 43, is the rivash. This helps the men. Baruch Hashem, in this room are all men. Look over here, page 43. Ask the Rivash, 1 minute. There's a Gemara, he says, that you're allowed to comb the hair of an animal on Shabbos. Umash shehevesa raya, mimash le'asr karud habehema. No one asked, I don't know why they do this, but you know why they comb the hair of the animal? People see this? You know what the, you ever go horseback riding? They always comb the hair of the horse after you go horseback riding. Never seen that?
I don't know where he's talking about.
No one ever asked them from combing the hair of the animal. He says he quotes from some Rav Chazdoi. It's a Gemara in Beit Chav Gimel Melachah over here. It's Beis that you're allowed to comb the hair of the animal. Tam Hadavar She'ein Hakard VaKartuf Kesrika Ser HaAdam. He says that's mutter. You know why? Lefi Shesaros HaBehema Kitzarim VeEina Misarbin UMiskashrin Zebazet. He says the hair doesn't get caught up in knots. When a woman combs her hair, there's knots. I've combed my daughter's hair. It's a whole avoda. It takes like 20 minutes over there. Every morning you got to do this gross avoda. And there's knots and this and that, and you pull out hairs. A man combs his hair. If he has shorter hair, there's no hair. I have a brush, the same brush for 25 years, and there's no hair in the brush. Why? Because you have short hair. What hair is coming off when you comb the brush? It's just to organize the hair. Any hair that was falling out, Nebuch, is already falling out. That's not coming out because you brushed your hair. So, Tam Adama She'ena Karva Kartav Kishika Seir Adam Vishen Saros Abeheima Kitzarim. If the Seir is Kitzarim, if it's short, so then there's no Tlisha Seir.
Even if hair comes out that way anyway?
Because she has short hair, no problem.
Even if when it's shorter, you can still pull out hair?
Huh?
Even if you have short hair and you see you're still pulling out hair, you'd still be puzzled.
You're pulling out hair?
Yeah. I'm saying that's
it. Or man's hair on your pillow when you wake up in the morning. Right. So over there, what I'm saying is, that has nothing to do with the brushing. The brush doesn't pull out hairs. You don't have knots that you're going through the knots. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? You're just organizing the outside of the hair. You're not pulling knots. When you comb hair or comb through a woman's hair, it's forever. It's a mamish and grace out by that. And there's always knots, and you're always pulling and yanking and this and that. So then, okay, maybe there's what to talk about, that you're combing, you know. Maybe there, she shouldn't comb her hair out on Shabbos. By definition, you're going to pull out here. They held that you're miscavig with Tlisha Seyar. So okay, maybe it's only us in the Rabbanon. Maybe it's only us in the Rabbanon. So let's say a woman forgets to comb her hair before she goes to mikvah Friday night. She shows up and she didn't comb her hair. The woman's supposed to comb her hair too. Not only does she have to cut her nails, she has to comb her hair. So she why? To make sure there's no chatzitas in the hair. So she shows up, she didn't comb her hair. So fine, ask the nachri to comb the hair. It's only asked to be the rabbanon anyway, according to the great Tau, because it's not normal. That's not the normal way to cut hair by a person. The normal way is the gezeis, is to cut it, not to rip it out. So it's only asked to be the rabbanon, ask the nachri to do it. Like we ask the nachri to cut the nails, ask the nachri to brush the hair. But still asked to be the rabbanon. What about the heter gomer? Maybe if it's short hair. So then maybe there is a tzad hakel. Ramesha writes, Rabbi said, I must be intellectually honest over here. Ramesha writes, no. Turn to page 46. Be'inyan Srikas Hasaras Bishabis, says Ramesha. Be'davar Lisrak Hasaras Bishabis, Osir. No way, it's all Osir. Bein Bemasrik Shunikra Kom. Bein Bekliha Osir Miser Chazir V'duhu Anikra Brush. Whether it's a comb or a brush, no. Upashit. Shehu kishanase habrush mishar sairos v'lekashum heter b'zeh. There's no heter. Rak v'sakin ma'at ha-sairos mater ha-magin avram. He says if you're just going to lightly on the outside fix your hair, v'sakin ha-sairos ma'at, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that is allowed. We will see that. Where is that? Page 41. Look at page 41. Sivkot and page Zion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a soft brush and all you're doing is fixing the outside of the hair, then it's allowed. But if you're really combing and this and that, then no. Fine, so Ramesha says, if you're just fixing the outside of the hair, fine, but to actually comb it or to brush it, no. Look at the last paragraph. We'll be like everyone else who reads Shuvah or Ramesha. We'll just read the last paragraph. Right, so Ramesha, Kitzer Hadavar. Shalisrak aser af bebrush ulesaken ksas muter bebrush. To fix it a little bit, okay. To comb the whole thing, no. Vahabrush yeh miyuchad rak l'shabbos. He says, since it's also to brush your hair on Shabbos, guess what the brush became? Mukta. So you need a Shabbos brush.
You need a Shabbos brush?
So Rabbi say, I think that this might be true by woman's hair. Woman's hair, yes, all these things are true. Maybe it's Asmid Arbanon, she's being Toilet Sheir Kalachar Yad, maybe it's a Psig Reshe. So then I tend to agree. By a man's hair, I think that all we ever do, if a person has shorter hair, all he ever does is Lesakin Sairot Zas. All he ever does is just put it in order. He's not actually combing or brushing anything. There's nothing to comb. So over there, so then I don't think that I think if you use a softer brush and you have shorter hair, that there's enough to rely on over here. Soft brush, short hair, and all you're doing is masaking tzas. So I think a man could keep his regular brush on Shabbos, but a woman has to be a little bit more careful about brushing on Shabbos, and she should only try and be masakin sirek tzas. She shouldn't do it heavily. Oh, okay. Shkaya chevra. We'll stop here. We didn't talk about brushing shaitels on Shabbos.
Oh, that's a whole graphic.
Next time we'll pick up with the brushing shaita. No, we'll pick up with Malabim after Yom Kippur. Shkaya chevra.